Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. The University of Kentucky Grain and Forage Center of Excellence is prepared to lead Kentucky agriculture into the next century. The ribbon was cut to the center Thursday, September 19th at the Research and Education Center in Princeton. Director Dr. Chad Lee says the inspiration traces back to two critical people.
The original conversation about a center of excellence began with Don Halcombe and Lloyd Murdoch. Now, Don would tell us that it was Lloyd's idea, and Lloyd would say, no, it was Don's idea. And, Mr. President, those were the best ideas, when you have the partners working together in that regard.
University of Kentucky President Dr. Eli Capiluto said the center takes the land-grant mission to the next generation.
This center reflects our 21st century land-grant mission. Agriculture is certainly fundamental, as Chad has added, not just for our economy, but for our sustenance. And the innovation underway here and the questions being answered advance that work. And I was glad to hear Chad mention that not only is the work we do here important to the Commonwealth, it is important to the world.
UK College of Agriculture Dean Dr. Nancy Cox says the center houses a great staff.
We believe we not only have an excellent facility, we've got the best team in grain and forage in the country.
We'll have more in a moment.
From the farm field to the legislative chambers of the state and nation, it takes leadership at all levels to meet the ever-changing needs of Kentucky's agricultural communities. As we have done for the past 100 years, Kentucky Farm Bureau supports that leadership as an advocate, a service provider, and an organization by giving leaders the tools, encouragement, and voice they need to succeed. Why Farm Bureau? Because strong leadership makes life better for all Kentuckians. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
During the recent UK Grain and Forage Center of Excellence ribbon cutting, Governor's Office of Ag Policy Director Warren Beeler said the center will be a great resource for Kentucky farmers.
We'll research souls, Kentucky souls, solve Kentucky problems with crops. What we grow in Kentucky is the research we will get out of this facility. The investment will study soil health, soil fertility, soil texture, and soil sustainability in a maximum yield environment.
Agriculture Commissioner Ryan Quarles said the center will help further the cause of extension that was established by a great Kentuckian.
During the Civil War, when our country was tearing itself apart, Abraham Lincoln passed through a wartimes act called the Morrill Act of 1862, then later the Morrill Act of 1890, which set up the edifice and the structure for what is now known as cooperative extension.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.